Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja. Welcome to American Muslim Community Foundation's podcast, 5 Fast Minutes. Today with us, we have Farah Javed from Indian Muslim Relief and Charities. She's their operations manager. Welcome to the show, Farah.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Wa alaikum assalam, of course. So let everybody know where you're located.
So my name is Farah Javed, and we are located in Mountain View, California.
Excellent. And if you had 2 minutes to tell people about IMRC, what would you want them to know?
It's been around for a very long time. It's a response towards a need that a lot of Indian Muslims in America at the time didn't see. It's established in 1981, and it just began with sponsoring 50 orphans after the Nellie massacre in Assam. And from there, as the needs grew and IMRC and a group of young volunteers saw issues coming up, they responded. So now they respond to 4 main areas: food and shelter, education, healthcare, and emergency relief. They have smaller other programs as well, but the idea is to network with other local NGOs that are on site in India. We partner with them as well. And that way we are able to get all of our work spread all throughout India. We now usually function across 20 states. Alhamdulillah, and approximately 1 million beneficiaries per year now. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And I had the honor and pleasure of consulting with IMRC a few years ago and got to visit India firsthand and see all the amazing work being done. So I know it takes a lot of effort, and there's a lot of donors that contribute to IMRC. So if you had a moment to thank them, what would you say?
I wouldn't know how to even begin with just a jazakallah khair that I've never been to the projects in India, but from the work that's being done, I know that nothing could continue without your support. The feedback that we've gotten, as you've seen, you know, Muhi, going there yourself, it's hard to summarize in words the impact that it's make, the difference you make once you feed that child, once you clothe that child, or help that elderly person or a widow, that one person that needed that simple procedure of a dialysis session gave them a whole other, you know, complete life. So thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's remarkable to see how something went from a vision to actuality, and you have, you know, so many mosques that have been built across India. You have the hospital there. You also do the mobile clinics and so many other important work that you just see the impact being done on the ground. So amazing work that you and your team are doing. Over the years, AMCF has been able to support IMRC. So what would you say about the partnership there?
I think you guys are like pioneers. You're really setting the stage of the idea of centralizing nonprofits and coming together for the common good. Many nonprofits, usually one starts off and another one has an idea, then go and make their own. It's the idea of actually not working together and assisting one another, which is something that hasn't been done for a very long time, you know, from what we've seen across North America in general. Mashallah, it's amazing to see how it can be centralized, and it's like taking leadership and getting everyone together for the common good.
Definitely. We want to be in this nonprofit ecosystem and donor ecosystem and supporting them both. So with supporting the nonprofit ecosystem, can you tell us about your three favorite charities that you give your zakat or sadaqah to? And we'll assume IMRC is number one. And don't tell Manzoor Uncle if it isn't.
No, the IMRC has been on top of the list for a long time for me. You really put us to the challenge for this. They're the top three. Just in the Bay Area in general, that has started so many nonprofits have come about. Another one that's very dear to me is San Francisco Islamic School. I've been involved with them as a volunteer throughout the years, and I know some of the founders and how it's established and what they're trying to do, and building a full-time school in the city of San Francisco, and it's one of the last areas in the Bay Area that don't have that properly established yet, so they're still working on that. I love what Islamic Relief is doing nationally as well as globally around the world. Their work and their efforts, very similar to IMRC, but they do it in many locations. And just because we've partnered with them as well, we're able to see the transparency that they provide. And God, only one other last one that's difficult. I would say that another one to me would be Give Light Foundation, because I've worked with Sister Deanna as well with them a bit and as a volunteer. And just the idea of the closeness of making a difference for an orphan is so impactful. It's something our Nabi did, peace be upon him. So yeah, those three. Even though there's more, I'm not gonna squeeze an extra, but I'll try.
Yeah, no, so many organizations out there. Everybody can take a look at our nonprofit directory online to learn more. So Farah, thank you so much for joining us today. I really love IMRC. It has a soft and special place in my heart for the work that you guys do. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having us as well.
All right.
Take care. Bye, Kasana.